Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about Imam Muhammad Baqir and his virtues. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And for this reason, here on IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a very hearty congratulations on this very happy and auspicious day. As you know, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was the son of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. He was the fifth Imam of the family of the Prophet Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And, you know, he was present in the Battle of Karbala. And he was witness to the events which unfolded subsequent to that battle and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Obviously, this left a profound effect upon him. And he is known for having propagated many hadiths, regarding various subjects, which is why he has been designated with the title Baqir, Baqir al-Ulum, which means a person who cleaves open knowledge. Let's look at what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said about his father, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. My father was one who remembered Allah a lot. When I walked with him, he would be in constant remembrance of Allah. When I ate food with him, he would be in constant remembrance of Allah. He would be speaking to people, but that did not preoccupy him from remembering Allah. I would notice his tongue stick to his palate uttering, "There is no God but God." He used to gather us and command us to remember Allah until the sun rose. And he would command whoever could read from among us to read the Quran, and whoever could not to just remember Allah. And it's also been narrated that a person named Sulaiman ibn Qurm narrates that Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali, meaning Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, used to pay us from 500 to 600 to 1,000 dirhams. He never got tired of granting gifts to his brothers, his visitors, and those who had expectations of his help, and those who entertained hopes of him to assist them, which is a testament to the Imam's generosity. The virtues of the Imam were so great that the Prophet, you know, he longed to see his grandson, Imam Muhammad Baqir. It's been narrated that the Prophet said the following to his famous companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. O Jabir, a boy will be born to my son Al-Hussein, who shall be called Ali. And when judgment day comes, a caller will announce, "Let the master of the worshippers arise." And Ali ibn al-Hussein will rise. Then from Ali, a son will be born by the name of Muhammad. O Jabir, when you see him, convey my greetings to him and know that your lifespan after seeing him will be short. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.